Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, so Xavier Leggett did an interview, and he said to John Crumpler of the Texans Wire that Carolina said that they would take him 33rd overall.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, that's a hell of a promise, right? I mean, you're at least going the first pick of day two. You're from the area. That probably means a lot to him. I'm sure he was very excited to hear that.
I'm sure he told his friends, his parents, family.
He told John Crumpler, that's for damn sure. I heard that. Panthers GM Dave Canales was asked about it, and this is what he had to say about it.
Saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and yeah. You guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys, you know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
What a cop-out.
What do you think of this? You think this is slimy?
It's a slime ball nomination. It's a weak-ass cop-out. It's unfair. This is a kid's dream and livelihood that you're talking about. I get it if you have every intention of taking a player at 33 in this instance, and then something changes and you change your mind, and you just have to deal with that. I'm sure it happens every year, several times a year. But to tell multiple people, multiple of these young men, we're taking you at 33, and then turn it into some kind of like a test. Like, I guess that's what he was trying to say. Like, this was just one of our evaluations.
Well, why don't you just say what if?
Yes, then? Exactly.
Not we take you at 33, then what happens?
Yeah. Yeah.
So did Leggett is he the only one who misunderstood this?
He couldn't have been. Couldn't have been. And it's a shame because, like I said, this is a lifelong dream, and you're just toying with these people.
It's unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Bengals defensive lineman Trey Hendrickson. So he's requested a trade. He received a one-year contract extension worth $21 million that included an $8 million signing bonus. But had a good year last year and requested a trade. Don't know how that's going to work out for you, buddy. And I don't know what the Bengals' motivation is. I do know the Bengals, they got some under... I guess it's not under the radar, but they do got a little bit of drama. Like the T. Higgins thing, he wanted a trade. He said he hadn't talked to him in a year about a contract. Hendrickson wants out now. I say this.
And then they have the other receiver.
Ja'Marr Chase just got his fifth-year option picked up. He wants to get paid.
Yeah.
But and they lost Joe Mixon. This is where the Texans are heading. Like, you point at Buffalo and you point at Cincinnati, and it's unavoidable once you start paying your quarterback.
Yeah.
This is where you're heading. But these are the types of things that are going to happen as you get good players. Your quarterback's more expensive. You got to be careful with this type of stuff.
Well, and you got to be able to plan. Actually, this is one of the things that I feel best, as much as he's done a good job this offseason and previously, I actually feel best about this part of Nick Caserio's sort of arsenal than anything, because he's such a planner and such a, you know, a good sort of, he has a good gauge of what's coming down the pike. I think he's going to have a really good feel for who to extend, who not to extend, how it's going to play out.
All right, on the text line 832, you lose your psychological advantage in the testing if you make them aware of what you're doing.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
what is this?
What does that even mean?
What, are they going to a shrink?
I mean, you're playing psychological games now? Is that what you're saying? It's not. Look, it's stupid. It's silly. It's petty.
Want to blow your cover.
No matter what.
Want to keep them on their toes.
You got to tell them what you're doing.
Keep them on your toes.
All you have to do, Figgy, is say, what if we drafted you at 33?
I mean, it's an interview, man.
Yeah.
How are you going to handle the interview, Lopez?
I'd be good, man.
It's the first thing you're asking him.
Oh, as on that end. Yeah, I thought you meant if I was being asked.
What's your first question?
Oh, I don't know. Asking
the guys?
Like Leggett?
Yeah. You're probably one of those, like, just asking random question guy.
No, not at all.
Is there anything worse than the job interviewer that thinks they're, like, getting deep because they're asking you just stuff to back you into a corner?
If you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
It's like, what in that? What are you saying?
Would you be a dog or a tiger?
I would be a damn hippopotamus and crush your ass and eat you for asking a stupid question
all
like
right,
that.
Next?
That's what I'd be.
who else you got in the hallway out there?
I'd be a gorilla and I'd snap your neck in half for asking me such an idiotic question.
I don't think I've ever interviewed anyone for a job.
You haven't?
I've never been asked to. Because a lot of times at the Chronicle, they would ask people to sit in on an interview.
Yeah.
I was never even asked to sit in. I've never been on that side of an
Damn,
interview.
Man.
I have. I would think I would be just kind of have a conversation.
Yeah.
I think I just have a.
What's your schedule? Yeah. What do you want to do?
And it wouldn't be like, tell me about yourself.
You
no,
do
it
this?
Would just like, just talking.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, no, none of that crap.
Where do you see yourself?
None of that crap.
Where do you see you in 5 years?
Yeah, no. I think in the course of a conversation, this is how I've always interviewed
people. How did you overcome a difficult situation in your life?
Yeah. My whole, whatever you want to call it, philosophy, whenever I was doing like long-form interviews with people, what I would just be like trying to have just a conversation about everything going on and then lead into other stuff. Just a regular conversation.
I don't mind the question is that I don't mind being asked is, if you could have anyone's job in this building in 2 years, who would it be? I think that's fair. That's better.
Man, I never got that one.
Yeah, I got that one. I think that's better.
That's a good one.
That's better than where do you see yourself in 5 years? It's in this building. It was the first second radio gig I got, and he's like, "Hey, whose job would you like?" I was like,
"Yours."
That kind of
guys.
Honestly, that kind of show you where you want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair. That's better.
So, okay, he wanted to be a PD one day.
Yeah.
Or, okay, he wanted to be a host one day.
Yeah, he wants to be a host. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually a good question.
It's way better, for sure, than, hey, sell me this pen.
That's a great question, though. In the context. No, in the context of that movie. In the context of that movie, that was great. Like, he's trying to break him down. Into
no, but I don't think it originated from that movie. I think that's a popular sales thing.
Yeah, yeah. But like in the context of the movie, it was great. It was great. That's not a job interview question.
I better
question.
Not hear that in a job interview,
That's not
man.
A job interview question.
I don't give a damn if you work applying to be sales.
Yeah, no, that's not a good job
Sell interview. Sell me this pen.
That was great in the movie. That was awesome. Yeah.
Laramie Tunsil, he saw the...
Jealous?
The news that Penei Sewell got a new contract, 4 years, $112 million. $85 million guaranteed, the left tackle for the Lions.
Yo, Nick, you up?
He quote tweeted it, and then he put 28 all caps talking about how much bread he got.
Mm-hmm.
I like Tunsil. I wouldn't mind like maybe like 2 years from now, maybe trying to find a younger guy that's not going to be
for sure
chasing bread.
Next year
should be trying to find it in his draft.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually not opposed to that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot.
Tunsil getting the ski mask out.
Yeah. Man, he smells blood. We know Laramie.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison, I want to ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Marvin Harrison Jr. not doing interviews, skipping workouts, and putting together a process, like a draft process, that comes across as... I guess combative. I don't know if it's combative. I don't know if it's rebellious, but it's like nothing we've ever seen. Why is he doing this? Is this something new? Or is this something where he knows where he's going?
He knows where he's going. I think he's known from the very start. And even if he didn't, it's common sense at this point. What do the Cardinals need? What can he offer? Who's going ahead of him? But I think he's been told.
Did you see his Hardo quote when he was asked about not doing any football workouts?
Yeah.
Quote, "I trained to play football instead."
You go, man. You go.
David Fleming. I don't know who the hell he is. But David Fleming said that he talked to a former NFL scout who said that, quote, "Caleb Williams scares a lot of teams." First of all, it's easy to say that when you don't have the number one pick. Like, that's the funniest thing to me. That's like me going around and hating on a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I can't afford it, okay? I can't afford the $1.1 million car.
That car is overrated.
Yeah, I'm not a car guy, but like but if I went around, man, I wouldn't want that. Well, you don't know.
I don't want those type of cars anyway.
So I don't know, like, how many teams, knowing that there's only one team who can get Caleb Williams, and we've known that they're going to get Caleb Williams since they clinched the number one pick. How many teams are just going to go out there now and say,
yeah,
man, he's the best thing I've ever seen. I can't believe it. He's awesome. His arm strength is great. He's mobile. He's polished. All these things. Like, how many teams are going to say that, knowing that they can't get him,
yeah,
rather than focusing on the negative?
No, and everything you said, for sure. But also, what is the end game here for saying that other teams are scared of him when he's going with the first pick of the draft, and they're clearly not scared of him? I mean, are you just trying? I think that's just sort of trying to make a name for yourself or whatever. I actually searched David Fleming. I'm not exactly sure where he was.
Yeah, these aggregators. Yeah. Man, I mean, Tony Pauline, good God. I mean, I've never heard of you, and he's just putting out all this stuff. I don't know what happened to him, who he knows. But this was the quote that I thought was hilarious. Tell me what the hell this means, and I want to play a little game with you and Figgy the Loopholes.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, it's from David Fleming. He says an NFL GM said this. Or no, he says an NFL scout. By the way, how many NFL scouts are there?
A million.
60,000?
Yeah, a million.
Scout told me. He said, quote, "He scares the bleep out of a lot of NFL teams." Oh, this is GM. "One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback." Close quote. What's that mean?
I don't know. But I think it has something to do with what we were talking about earlier.
Wasn't Prince, like, really good at everything? Wasn't he, like, good at basketball,
player, right?
Ping pong?
Yeah. Yeah.
All that?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
He's just a Prince? Different kind of guy.
Diva?
Diva, different kind.
Mysterious?
Good, but a diva.
Also
or
sort of.
Or great, but a diva.
Mysterious is definitely one word. Something of a recluse, you know, sort of that kind of thing. But, yeah, I don't.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't buy any of that.
What rock star would you want your quarterback to be like? Like, if there was a popular opinion,
I love this,
that he had to be like a rock star celebrity, which one would you want him to be like?
Rock star.
It could be any celebrity. Like, who would you want? I know you're P. Diddy. Your turn, Figgy. Go ahead.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna stay with rock star. What I want my quarterback to be compared to?
Yeah, who do you want him to be?
I'm going to say John Bon Jovi.
Really? Why? Just professional?
Badass, Jersey tough.
Professional.
Yeah.
Kind of carries himself.
Yep.
Like
Bon Jovi
off,
or Mick Jagger.
He's washed.
He's a badass. Concert Sunday.
They were showing him dancing. I saw a video of them showing him dancing. Like, this guy's 80 years old. I was like, no kidding. I mean, I didn't think he was 20 with the dance.
He's going to be right there on
Sunday.
Are
you going?
I can't say.
What do you mean you can't say?
I got tickets yesterday.
Yeah, didn't your buddy get you some tickets?
I got tickets yesterday, yeah.
So why can't you say that?
Well, I just didn't want to, you know.
Do you ever get tired of going to the same concert 50 times?
I've seen him 6 times.
I mean, come on, dude. How much is enough? When is enough enough?
Well,
And you're seeing him in his worst. He keeps getting worse and worse.
But here's the problem. I've seen him, I think, 6 times. The last 3 times, I thought it'd be the last time I'd ever see him. Like 20 years ago, I thought it might be the last
time. Like your 96-year-old grandpa at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like, he's still here. I thought he died.
Grandpa! Hug him extra tight.
Yes.
So happy to see you.
You'll be here next year. I swear to God, I saw them probably about 16, 18 years ago at the Compaq Center. I saw them at the Compaq about 16, 18 years ago. I thought it was the last time I'd see the Stones.
On the text line, 832, Bruce Springsteen, of course. He busts his ass every single show, sweats his ass off. Very good leader, very good work ethic. He's not good, though.
His energy, though.
He's not good, though.
Yeah.
I was listening to...
sound like Jason Tate.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen's not good. The other day...
He busts his ass, do all that stuff.
Rick Springfield was on, Jesse's girl.
That guy could rock.
Does he have the best song by someone whose first syllable in their last name is Spring? Like, does Bruce Springsteen have a better song than Jesse's Girl?
Probably.
Give me one.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I'm trying to remember the name of it.
What's that, Born in the USA?
Running.
That song. That's legendary.
Born to Run, but it's not. He's not singing good.
Yeah, but
it's good guitar,
song.
But it's not a good sing.
It's a bigger song.
No, but is it good though?
Baby, we were born to run. Yeah, that guy.
All right, so what rock star you want your quarterback acting like? Figgy, you got an opinion on this?
Acting like, see, I don't really know the rock stars personally.
Right, it can be a rapper.
That.
Go ahead.
Rapper, I would probably say, if it's CJ, I would probably say Tupac.
Hell, you want
go
him
around
jail?
Tupac.
Want him in jail?
Hey, we still talking about Tupac to this day,
you
man.
Want him act, you want
he
him,
lives on.
Well, you want him acting like he's, I mean, he's actually from California.
Hey, he got a little Tupac in him a little bit, man. Put him on the field.
He's actually from California, though.
Yeah, that's
he doesn't not, just claim think, it. He's I not think, actually from New York. Hey. Went to trade school with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Hey.
I like my quarterbacks to be authentic, not fake like Tupac.
Hey, Tupac claimed West the West Side.
You got West Side on your chest, man.
Yeah, man.
And he said F New York, too.
Yeah, you're from there.
That's a lot of guts.
Yeah.
Thug life. You went to trade school. You went to school with Jada Pinkett Smith, sir. What is this, an act?
Hey, man, don't disrespect Tupac like that, man.
he was a trained actor, trained singer.
Everybody's like, wow, how is he so good at acting?
Well,
he went to freaking acting class at Jada Pinkett Smith.
The top acting school at that.
I don't know if it was Juilliard or that, but it was in the neighborhood of Juilliard.
But he didn't he knew how to act.
Bono.
I'd
be, that's a badass. Come on, man. Wearing all that leather, singing all those badass songs. Yep, or Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. I still think I'd go Bono. I want my quarterback to be Bono. Yeah.
That's who you're going with.
I'm going with Bono. Final answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's hard to say anything bad about Bono.
All right.
Yeah.
It's nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say Dr. Dre. Makes everyone better, can do stuff behind the scenes, can perform when he needs to, and he's bulletproof, and nobody ever mentions what an absolute slime ball he actually is when it comes to his past. It's just kind of bulletproof. So
yeah, hopefully he ain't got the Michelet.
Yeah, he damn sure ain't going to jail. Yeah. Goodness gracious.
At least not yet.
Yeah,
not yet.
Not yet. Maybe about 20 years.
Yeah. She tried to put out that Surviving Dre movie. It just didn't work.
That was
much.
Not good, man.
Hey, man, it was kind of troubling, to be honest. DK Metcalf, so he was walking on a field to train, and a kid decided to kind of troll him a little bit. He said that Jalen Ramsey was his daddy. DK Metcalf took the kid away from the Twitter and kind of confronted him, and this is what it sounded like.
Yo, what you say? DK. I said Jalen Ramsey's daddy.
Why you say that?
Ooh,
it's film.
What?
It's a film. And who are you?
Oh. Who are you?
Sebastian Ramirez.
You
play football?
Yeah.
Good luck to you, bro.
Thank you.
No problem.
Let's go.
There you go, DK.
Good luck to you, bro.
He said, why did you say that? He said to film it?
Just for the reaction, yeah. That's what I got out of it.
Come on, kid.
Yeah, he wanted to go viral.
Come on, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says they're suspicious of you for you liking Bono. What's wrong with Bono?
Bono is a stud.
What's wrong with Bono?
He's a rock and roll legend.
What did he do?
Nothing. He made some badass rock songs.
Someone says I have bad taste in music. I haven't even said my taste in music. Only thing I said is Springsteen sucks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any other taste. Country, rap, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Springsteen sucks. He's not good.
Yeah.
He's a guy who got it, rolled his sleeves up, and that generation just rallied around. Oh, what a rebel. Look at that earring.
Springsteen should be remembered for the final episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, that's his best performance. That's his best work. That was a good performance.
That was his best work.
That was a great performance. I'll give him that. Yeah. I'll give it up for him there. Very much. Coming up next, there's a rumor about the Colts. I'll let you decide whether or not it's credible. And there's uncertainty about the Texans pick and how that will look. But it's not necessarily what a lot of NFL insiders are talking about. We'll explain next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I got the internet going nuts.
Internet going nuts here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Stuff that broke the internet, and this is a wild day when it comes to that area. We're less than 6 hours away from the draft. We got you here on Sports Radio 610. CTESPN is reporting.
Oh, here we go.
They're reporting that the Colts want Marvin Harrison. That's what Antonio Brown is saying. He's saying the Colts want Marvin Harrison Jr. They would have to move up perhaps 11 spots to make that happening. But CTESPN, which is hit every once in a while, I just think it's amusing. I think it's one of the best things on the internet. They're saying look out for the Colts and Marvin Harrison Jr.
The thing about Antonio Brown that's so weird is you don't know if he's completely BSing you or if it's absolutely true, you know, because he just...
It's a good balance.
He just goes back and forth. Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you're talking about Jim Irsay here, so it wouldn't surprise me if that's in fact the case.
He likes romanticism.
Yeah. Speaking of which...
I got the internet going nuts.
Obviously, we've been talking about the NFL draft, but as the internet is going nuts about tonight's draft, I did see, well, they've been out, but I was looking at the broadcast crews for tonight on ESPN and ABC. ESPN is the way to go with Greenberg, Booger, Lewis Reddick, Molly McGrath, and Adam Schefter.
You're not going
to
watch the McAfee-Belichick?
Well, but that's what I was about to get to. On ABC, you know, Nick Saban is going to be fun to see how he evaluates these guys. That's the one with Reese Davis and Herb Street and Desmond Howard. So I think I'm going to kind of hang with ESPN, but I've got to go see what Nick Saban's going to be now that he's no longer, you know, in the game, and see what kind of, you know, he's going to be good.
You sure?
Yeah, I think Saban's analysis is going to be.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer. I think it's going to be really good.
I got the internet going nuts.
Sketch is supposed to announce the Texans' first pick. He might be hurt, though. Caleb Williams threw him a deep ball. And he had to get carted off with an injured knee. I found a fascination for Sketch.
Yeah.
Listen to him with Theo Vaughn. This was him talking about his relationship with CJ Stroud, voodoo dolls, all that type of stuff.
Somebody might have one, yeah.
It's working.
Yeah,
I got some back pain. It's working.
Yeah, you're not doing good. What if CJ Stroud starts feeling all this did they put if they start needling yours up?
That would be worse. I'd have to sacrifice myself for the greater good of our team here. He's a great guy, though.
Yeah, have you met him?
Met him twice.
Really?
Met him randomly at the Apple Store, and then when I was in LA, we played a little football.
Oh, sweet!
I was
man.
About threw up when we were running around. So it's like,
all right. Well, he definitely did throw up.
He definitely hurt something pretty bad. It looks like somebody said hamstring on there. I don't know. It looked like he was grabbing his knee. I don't know. Could have been.
Looked like groin.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We'll see Sketch get out there on a wheelchair or something.
I got the internet going nuts.
Johnny Manziel trending, and I'm like, oh Lord, what did Johnny do now? He did a good thing. Like, this was pretty impressive.
What, the Reggie Bush thing? He's taking credit for it?
People are giving him credit for it. Because I guess about a month ago or so, he posted, I didn't even see this, but he posted something, I'm no longer going to go to the Heisman ceremony until they give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. And he went on a podcast and said, look, I truth be told, I probably did more and worse than Reggie Bush ever did. But it just happened at a different time. And Reggie Bush himself and a lot of college football analysts are saying Johnny Manziel did a good thing. Actually, it was one of the biggest reasons that the Heisman Trust decided to give Reggie Bush his trophy back. So good for him. He stood for something.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, here's more from Sketch and Theo Vaughn. Did you ever have a creepy neighbor?
Creepy? No, I don't think so. Oh, yes. Yes. I was thinking in my childhood. As an adult, we had a creepy neighbor. Yeah. Big time.
What was his name?
I don't know if he was a sports fan, and he might still be alive.
Okay, well, what did he do that was so creepy?
He would sit on his porch and watch the kids play.
Okay.
And it wasn't like...
That's enough to be creepy.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like... He's probably just chilling, man.
Yeah, at first you give him the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, nice old guy.
Yeah.
Just watching the kids play. But then he would like try to get them to throw them the ball and stuff. And they were little
bit.
This
doesn't sound creepy. This sounds innocent.
He had to be there, I guess. Yeah, it was a little bit much. It was a little
what,
bit
What was
much.
He having him, like, be center or something?
No.
Oh, God.
Wasn't that
asking.
Bad.
I mean, I'm just asking. It was
uncomfortable.
I mean, he was all-time quarterback? What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. You can't be the all-time
what
QB?
What you going
to
do?
I mean, if the kids want me to be all-time QB, sure.
Yeah. You know,
you kid right there, you play Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, no, hey, nah. You gotta be Owen Daniels. Owen Daniels.
It was a you had to be there kind of thing.
Well, this was Sketch and Theo Vaughn, because I guess Sketch got a Lamborghini. And Theo Vaughn says that people with yellow sports cars can be creepy.
Yeah, dude, I remember the first time we had a guy in our neighborhood or a dude. He told us he was an EMT or whatever. And he had me and my buddies doing like CPR on each other, right? Practicing. Well, then there was a fire in our neighborhood and somebody got burned. And so somebody's like, we got to run over to Mr. Gary's house. He's an EMT. He can help. And somebody's like, that dude's not an EMT, dude. He's just a dude that's always perfect on people.
Dude.
They're like, oh, shit. Man.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty.
Well, then what about these certificates he gave us for CPR?
You get your full certified there. You gave him more than lips. You gave him a little tongue in there, brother. He's trying to breathe.
I didn't do anything. This one kid, William, was a fucking weirdo. But yeah, we shouldn't have been over there. But he ended up having a vehicle like that, you know? And this other guy named Big Roy would always play Navy with us at his house. He had one of those big bathtubs.
Yeah. Oh, my. A bathtub.
And we would play Navy over there.
There you go.
I was barely enlisted, so.
You're just part-time? Yeah. Coast Guard, I think that is.
Yeah, that's it.
You never left the port.
I was Coast Guard, bro. Yeah.
The best part of that is the certificates.
Certificates he gave us.
Yeah. Just keep... Keep working on that. I'll get you a certificate in a minute. Here, I'm writing it up right now. I got a certificate from Mr. Ray. What do you call him? Mr. Roy? Mr. Roy? Yeah, that's not real. That's not real. It's not a real certificate. He just wanted to see you make out with the other guy.
Here's more from Sketch on dating life. And he drops a little Houston sports nug in there.
No. You didn't start dating till after?
Yesterday was probably my first real date.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, sir.
No way.
And you were he's helping me out here.
Let's
look at that.
Go.
Let's go.
Bro, your first date. And where did you guys go?
We went to Eddie V's.
Ooh, it's nice there.
Eddie V's.
They have table calls in there.
Oh, yeah. So we went to Eddie V's, and then we went out on Broadway. That was fun. And then that was it.
Go to some bars?
Some bars. We were bar hopping. And, yeah, the bars here were pretty crazy, so it was a fun time. We had definitely, we both needed IVs in the morning. So
really?
Yeah.
And was it I don't even want to be inappropriate, was it like sleep in the same bed type of date, or was it like a...
Same room.
Gentleman.
Yes, sir.
I'll respect
yes,
that.
Sir.
Yeah.
Here we go. You don't need to score all the way in the first half. Come on, it's a first inning here.
I feel you.
Here we go.
I love your attitude, man. How were you feeling?
I was feeling butterflies. Butterflies with a little bit of the beer. I drank on the flight. it was getting to me.
You drank on the flight?
Oh, I just don't like flying, so I drink a little bit when I fly.
Yeah.
Or maybe a lot.
Dude, so now that you're in the dating world, do you feel like you're going to start dating different ethnicities? Do you feel like there's anything? Are you just
open,
kind of...
Open to all.
Open to all.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm like the UN. I'm just here to make love. You know, I'm a peacemaker. Peacemaker here.
You got your second date ever coming up?
Yes, sir. Back to back.
Wow.
Look at this. 94-95 Rockets here. There we go. Yeah, hit the fan after that. So tomorrow's going to be scary. Might be 20 years of nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
94-95 Rockets. He's it's going to be fun.
He's an awkward dude. Yeah. He knows it. He embraces it.
Do you see his high school football
it's not like
highlights?
Some sort of act.
He
yeah,
actually
not terrible.
Played. Yeah, you actually
yeah,
played.
A nice little grab yesterday before he hurt the leg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed that podcast. I thought it was interesting to say that, the very least. 94-95 Rockets back to back. Let's talk about how hard it is to open doors because if they're fast walkers. The yellow sports car thing, man. I'm never gonna be able to look at a yellow sports car the same.
Yeah, it's like pineapples. I can never look at pineapples the same ever since somebody told me that swingers use pineapples.
Do you feel like the innocence of like the neighbors has gotten a little bit different with society now? Where
I think I think a lot of good neighbors get a lot of unfair treatment, like the one I was talking about. Like, you should be able to say, "Hey, kids," you know, and not be a creeper.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but it's just the old days. Like growing up in the old days with me, like our neighbors took care of us.
Do you think it's just a lack of balance of maybe too much trust versus not enough trust? Like there was too much trust, and now there's not enough.
Yeah, like I would go into pretty much everybody on our block's house.
Yeah,
just hanging out.
Well, that's kind of creepy.
No, like you they would like in? You're hanging with your buddies,
like
your
a sitcom.
No, like you're with.
Hey,
I don't think you understand. There'd be like four or five of us hanging out. Hey, you want to go to your house? Yeah, let's go. And we'll go in, and then this kid's house. And then
you almost knew everybody at every house on that block.
Yeah. And then also like their parents would kind of discipline us or hang out. But now you're a creeper.
Yeah.
So there is no balance.
I remember like the house growing up. So there was. Tommy and Michelle on the corner. The Thompsons lived across the street. Matt Thompson was nuts. Yeah. Dude. God, he pulled a knife on me once. The Elkins. Something about I think it was a basketball game or something. Like we were just playing hoops in the driveway and he pulled out a knife. He also stole
off. Must have been busting his ass.
Dude. Yeah, he pulled out a knife.
I'm going to go to the
me.
Car, get my other gun, shoot everybody's
he
ass.
He pulled a knife on me, but the thing was that his dad was like a big, 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 big football fan, but he just smoked cigarettes in the house. And his mom and dad were actually his aunt and uncle. His real mom was like nuts, so she just like kind of a crackhead, so she gave him up. And he was just the worst kid ever. I remember like he would... one time he stole Hot Wheels from Albertsons.
Oh, don't do that.
When he was with me and my mom.
Yeah.
And I guess I didn't mean to snitch. I just said it.
Yeah.
And my mom told his parents.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part about it is his brother worked at the grocery store.
Oh,
his
wow.
older brother worked at the grocery store where he stole the Hot Wheels from. So he comes over and he has to apologize. And I don't even, I'm like, man, what
the hell did I? You apologize to me. I didn't do. I was like kindergarten.
Yeah, you were just there.
Like kindergarten.
Yeah.
And he was like in second grade, and he's like, and then he was mad at me because I guess his dad gave him
a whooping,
pretty bad whooping.
A whooping.
He said he hoped I died that
night. But
think
about like I'm sitting here thinking about like if I got hurt.
Oh yeah, you go right over.
You go over into the neighbor's house and they take care of you. Now you can't even be by yourself with a kid, even if you're putting
a
Band-Aid.
My neighbor would take me home at the house.
Yeah.
Just no problem.
Yeah, and I would go, you know, it's basically a million stories like that.
Yeah.
You know, where it's one extreme or the other. You can't do it anymore.
Oh, you get on the school bus and you just talk trash to everybody?
I had teachers taking me to get a milkshake on the way home.
Well...
You know,
yeah, I never went that far.
You know how far?
Now you're, man, that's kind of crazy.
You know how quickly that teacher would get fired? Well, like, we would, because I had a long walk.
Y'all were going to get...
Y'all went on a date?
Y'all were going to get milkshakes?
Several times. I had a long walk after football practice in middle school. So yeah. I was, what, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
And the teachers would work late.
Yeah.
And I had a teacher...
Hey, Lopez, let's go get... Yes. Hey, Johnny, let's go get a milkshake
But here's the thing. Completely innocent.
Why are you laughing? It was,
no, because
just get a milkshake.
No, I get it. No, I get it.
It only cost a nickel back then.
Like, and
it's not. It wasn't like a $10 shake.
She
back
was
then a nickel,
and it was a she. She
find
was,
that on the ground.
Okay, so how?
Of course, she was a she.
How quickly would she get fired today? So, like,
taking somebody
at
to get
least
a milkshake?
Five, at least five or six times, maybe more. I'm walking home from football practice, tired. She's leaving work. And pick me up, stop, get a milkshake, and then take me home, drop me off, boom, nothing. Nothing to it.
Yeah.
She'd get fired in half an hour.
Now, did this teacher stay in your neighborhood, too?
It was on the way. It was on the way to her house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she'd always drive on my street to go, you know, to go to her house. Hey, you need a ride, John? Yeah, sure, thanks. Let's stop and get a shake at Dairy Queen. All right.
Okay.
And then go home.
Yeah.
That would be so bad now. That would be like... Yeah. Completely innocent, figure. Yeah. Like, completely
innocent.
She would
have lost her teacher's license.
I remember when Matt Thompson, my mom thought this was funny. But she was a teacher. I guess he was in the library, and that was when you had to go get your report card at the library.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember, yeah, we did that.
They give you the report card.
Yeah, we did that.
And I guess he had library fines. So they were like, he was like, trying to get his report card, and they're like, well, you got fines. You got to pay your fines. And he's like, oh, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they go, no, it's okay. We'll give it to you. You can just pay the fine tomorrow. And he opens up the report card, and he's like, oh, never mind. I got to pay my fines. He's like,
Didn't want to take it home.
Dude, he was like a sitcom character, man. I feel like he could have been a reality TV show. Coming up next, we are 5 hours away from the Texans staying put. Or will they? The latest buzz surrounding Nick Caserio and the Texans and what they could and should do next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Okay, so we are 5 hours, 12 minutes away from the draft. Texans kind of sitting pretty. Last year they had the draft by the coconuts. Nick Caserio just had the NFL by the coconuts. You can see on YouTube I'm showing like coconuts.
He had a handful.
Because we knew Bryce Young was going number one, and then there was speculation that C.J. Stroud could perhaps go two, and then we were wondering what the hell they were going to do at 12. Well, I'll be damned, they trade up, and they go number three, and then that's a wrap. I just remember that was the end of the draft party. Bye-bye. We're done. We're good. Bye. See ya. This year, I think there's an interesting dynamic because I think there are some people who would like for him to trade into the first. And then I think there's also, I don't know if this is like the patience that they've earned. I don't know if this is
maybe people just really thinking long term or trust or what, but I don't know that too many people would be disappointed if they just didn't do anything and just sat and waited till tomorrow.
I don't want them to move in the first round. I don't. I think that those two picks are gold, man. And of course, maybe you can tweak it a little bit, move up a couple of spots or something into the top of the second round or whatever. But yeah, I just feel like the if you move into the first round, that's a bold leap, and you'd give up a lot. You know, you'd have to give up a lot. Like, I was actually looking at that Jimmy chart. I mentioned it earlier, so it made me look at it.
Why is that still a thing?
I don't know. It's just a gauge for me.
I'm not hating.
I don't swear by it, but it's a gauge.
I'm not hating. I just think it's crazy that is still a thing.
Yeah. No, I've never really bought into it other than like as a reference. Like what it might take, you know? So like, I'm actually looking at it right now. I'll give you the example of what I was talking about. So like, the Texans are at 42. That's 480 points. If they want to get up to 25, they've got to give up that second and maybe 2 seconds, or that second and a third from next year. That's a lot, man. That's what I'm using for, just as a reference point, like what they might have to give up to get into the first round.
Isn't that wild that some random dude, and I know he's not that random, it's Jimmy Johnson, created some chart, or whoever created this chart, and now all of a sudden people look at this as like a gospel? Like there's
because
no fluid process?
They've used it.
No, I get it. It's like a starting point, but it's almost like they made up rules. It's almost like back in the day, man, I'm acting millennial as hell today. I don't know what's going on with me, but like back in the day when they used to have baseball cards and there would be like Beckett's and you go get the Beckett and it would tell you how much your card's worth. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like the Jimmy chart is that. And I don't get it, because in certain situations, sometimes it might make sense for the draft equity to be this. Sometimes it might make sense that. But it seems like a lot of these draft nerds, some of the most respected in the game, they look at a trade and they basically
how does it rate on the Jimmy chart?
According to the Jimmy chart, you gave this up.
No, I don't do that.
But a lot of people do.
I use
a lot
it
of people
like,
that do this for a living.
I kind of like rub my chin and go, okay, what would it take to get into? And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this and that. And that's why I landed on this opinion. I don't want to move into the first round. And now if they do it, it's going to be one of those things where like, all right, let's see what you
but
get.
But do you think they will?
I do not. I think this whole, I guess it started with Diana Russini and others about the Texans. Don't sleep on them going back into the first round. I think that is a little balloon that has been floated by someone in the Texans organization that wants to know if maybe they are going to get a good deal and to be able to move in to the first round. Or maybe some other team did it. I just don't see it realistically happen. We're going to be here talking tomorrow, and tomorrow's going to be exciting.
Tomorrow's going to be great.
Tomorrow's going to be really exciting.
I don't want to make a pick. I don't want to. I want to see what everyone does.
I don't
want to
go. Me too.
I just kind of want to hang and then really make some moves. I want six rounds, all those picks, and then you can start getting crazy. Now, I will say this. I like moving up how many ever spots tomorrow. Mm-hmm. After it's unfolded, that would be cool.
You could absolutely do that.
If you want to do that. And the other thing is, you'll probably be able to play a little bit better chess, because you'll see this team drafted this team drafted that, and you can kind of go back and forth with that.
You could move up tomorrow with just trading second round picks and one of your fourths.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. Like
the Jimmy chart.
Yeah, I'm looking
at this again.
No, just as a reference point. Like, let's say you want to move up.
It's a reference point. I'm not denying it's a reference point. Yeah. I just think it's pretty impressive. Isn't that impressive?
It's awesome. But let's say you want to move up to 36, Washington. All you need is to switch picks and 60 more points. Well, 60 more points is your first fourth round pick.
What's up, coach?
So there you go.
What's up, coach? How you doing?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
Who's there?
Off season right there.
Look at yeah.
Coach right there.
Yeah, nice hat, by the way.
We got the coach pullover, man. That.
The Marshall special, man. Yeah,
man.
Okay.
Everybody's sporting. I had mine on yesterday. Y'all got the new gear today.
Yeah, you had to go to the party to get this one.
Yeah, I didn't go to the party.
Yeah, that was a different box. Yeah. No, that's cool. JP France pitched.
I told you, JP, man. Wasn't going to miss JP France giving up 5 runs, for damn sure. You don't see that every day.
Nah, well, maybe once every 5. Yeah, you definitely don't see it every day, but I mean,
you
once
see three
every
or four.
You see it once a week.
You see three or four runs.
And probably in the first inning.
Not five, though.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Where were you when J.P. France towed the rubber? Goodness gracious. This is one of my favorite times of the year. It's different. It's a different just, even if the Texans had their first round pick, it would be a different feel. I mean, it would be, but the same, like just the soothing confidence right now.
Mm-hmm. If they still had their first round pick, we would be talking about them moving back.
Oh, yeah. We would be talking back up, all that. I mean, who knows? The possibilities would be endless.
So. Yeah.
You just got to look at Stephon Diggs. That's what they need to do. They just need to wear a Stephon Diggs jersey.
Just put him up there.
Yeah, just wear a Stephon Diggs jersey in the war room.
Yeah, let him out. Hey, this is our guy.
We moved back.
This is the reason we're not picking today.
Yeah, this is it.
And frankly, the reason that I don't want them to pick today. I love, like I said, tomorrow's going to be exciting because we're going to see everybody that's going to be available. We're going to see everybody that's been taken. We're going to see what the division has looked like, what the division teams have looked like and done. And you're going to be able to play that game. You know?
Yep. Magical time, man.
Magical.
Magical time. What a time to be alive.
What's Ron laughing at over
there? Lynn Sterner, Ron Hughley here. Look at Ron. He's giggling already.
Laughing.
And he's giggling over here. This guy.
Must be watching that Astros
green
game.
Green pants on, too.
Lopez in here lying.
About what?
Talk about I don't want him to pick
today.
I don't.
Hand to God.
But let him get in there and go get somebody that they really like and they really see that
I said if they do it, I'm not going to sit here and stomp my feet. Because that's clearly going to be someone that they love. But I like where they are right now.
You're saying you cool if they don't get back in the first round.
Yeah, and I don't want them to.
I don't want to. I want to chill.
Yeah,
I like day two, man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you want to chill?
I want to chill. Tomorrow we got three picks. You get to reset it. You see who slides.
No,
you get a better
don't
view.
Stop. Don't stop now, Nick. I want them.
Oh, you want Nick to work?
Well, if you see something you like, if somebody is dropping.
If Brock Bowers is there at 25, then hell yeah.
Then go, you know, or whoever it is that you want. If Byron Murphy is falling, like, and you got the ammo to go get it, like you've been picking it up. You've been aggressive. So, you said it earlier. I think I was riding in listening. You said, "Hey,
everything they've done is win now, Mark.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go."
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying I need them to.
Yeah.
But if you sitting there and you see something, we gonna chill. No.
Do you
go
like
get
anything?
It.
Do you like anything?
Do I like anything?
Do you like anything back there?
Yeah.
Potentially?
I really want Cooper DeJean to be on the team for this for a lot of different reasons.
Yes.
We all do.
I'm in need. But no, if it becomes a run on quarterbacks where, like, people get antsy and there's five of them that roll through here and then there's going to be a lot of tackles that go and receivers, and if, you know, there's probably three D tackles there.
Mm-hmm.
If those guys start to fall, and because there's a run on something, I that would be something that the kid Newton from Illinois, you know, Murphy, you know, like any of those guys start to drop a little bit because
somebody's gonna drop.
I don't think Murphy drops.
Somebody always drops. Wild.
Well, somebody's got to drop just
by default.
Yeah, right. I mean, whether it's a DT or a corner,
Bowers is down on my board. You can't be going bald and still trying to pull off the come over. That'd take you down to a mid first.
He does not look like his game, does he?
Boy, no. He looks like
watch him play, and then he's like, "Whoa, that's it, dude."
He's a beast.
That hair, that's tough.
He's doing the best he's got.
Oh. Is he?
He needs my people over at Advanced Hair, huh?
Is he show?
He's doing this.
Is he
doing the best he got, man?
Is he?
Just let that man live.
He can live.
I doubt any of them co-eds at Georgia are going, man. That hair at St.
Ralph. I love the way that hair falls on you.
That's right, man.
They found a way to look past it.
Yeah, we're running their fingers through it.
Yeah, they found a way.
Doesn't he have the cutest hair?
Running a finger through it.
Yeah.
He's got the comb under.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, what a time, man. What a time.
Live.
Hey, he's living. He's gonna be living real good today. I would anticipate. Clint Sterner, Ron Hughley, they're gonna take you up to draft coverage. It's one of the most exciting days of the year. Will they or won't they? That's TBD, but in the meantime, The Drive is live.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.